The information provided on Living Beyond 100 is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. Therefore, the following content is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Living Beyond 100, where we report on far-reaching advances in age reversal science that you need to know and won't hear anywhere else. Here's your host, life extension pioneer Rob Martin, who for nearly four decades has been on the cutting edge of natural health and medicine.
Welcome to the program, and we are going to continue to report from the frontier of age reversal science and also prevention and maximum wellness and fitness and all the good stuff. I have a great show. I'll tell you about that in a couple minutes. Last week, we got a tremendous reaction. Kelly Capasola was here. We did a report on our Televite cellular longevity multivitamin. If you didn't hear it, just go. All the radio shows are archived in the radio archive on livingbeyond100.com, livingbeyond100.com. And it was really a great show. And that offer is still available, too. We have a special radio offer. If you go into the supplement store on our website, you'll see you can get a free bottle of zombie cell detox with it and free shipping and all that good stuff. I'm going to report later on some telomere studies that you're going to find fascinating. We have a whole potpourri of great stuff. I have the whole hour to myself here, so I have a pile of studies, and I went through it this week, and I pulled out some interesting information. We're going to look at arthritis from an entirely different angle. Anyone that has arthritis and all aspects of arthritis, rheumatoid, osteo, even gout, and I threw in osteoporosis as well. You'll want to hear that. I'm going to cover hair supplements for men. The guys out there, I mean, there's so much nonsense out there about that. And there's very little real research on supplements and hair. There's tons of research on supplements and other conditions. But there is some information that's reliable, and I will share it. And also, I'm going to talk about women's skin. It actually applies to the men, too. And you might find that fascinating. We're going to look at, what else are we looking at? Oh, I'm going to do a report on quercetin. And those of you who ordered a couple of weeks ago, we had Dr. Mark Stengler on, and he was talking about the allergy formula, Allergy Health from Emerald Labs on supplements.1. And it's a tremendous product, and it has 1,000 milligrams of quercetin. So if you ordered that product for your allergies, when you hear my report, you're going to be really excited because we're going to talk about all the other wonderful things that quercetin does. And for those of you who haven't ordered that product, well, I think after you hear my report, you're going to want to order that product. It's a great opportunity. Okay, let's take a look at some stuff here. And by the way, you can always go to our website during the week. The social media, all that good stuff is there. And videos, articles, weekly highlight page, the radio archive, supplement store, lots of good stuff. And remember, in the research section, we have those great colleagues of ours like Self-Hacked and Dr. Kaufman. She's tremendous. And, of course, Dr. Simpson, who's an advisor to our company. And he has a free download of his tremendous book, The 4-Week Diabesity Cure. We're providing as much free but incredibly valuable information for all the listeners of Living Beyond 100. All right. Friday. Was it Friday? Yeah, it was Friday. My sister called me. No, she texted me. I have two sisters, baby sisters. I'm the old one. And she texted me, and she says, I'm going to the doctor today. What blood tests would you want me to ask him to add to the normal list? So here, I figured that'd be a good thing to share with you folks next time you go to the doctor, and you should go at least once a year. Even you guys should go once a year. Here, let's take a look. There were a couple blood tests for cardiovascular that I recommended. First was that get the lipoprotein A, the Lipa A test. Very important. It's not normally part of the the lipid panel, which normally consists of, you know, total cholesterol, HDL, and LDL. I mean, years ago, they only would do the total, and then they started breaking it down finally. But now, you really should go further. I mean, there's so many blood tests today that are very, very sophisticated. You don't need to take all of them. But certainly, the lipoprotein A, you should ask for. Now, this test measures the level of a particular type of lipoprotein, which can increase your risk for cardiovascular disease. Now, a person's LPA, is typically genetically determined. So it's unaffected by lifestyle changes and most medications. Now, a person with elevated lipoprotein A levels is usually advised to take extra care in managing the other more controllable risk factors for heart disease. Now, the test is ordered when someone has a family history of heart disease or has been diagnosed with conditions that are linked to high LPA. And those conditions include estrogen depletion, hypothyroidism, uncontrolled diabetes, hypercholesterolemia, or kidney failure. And it's normally ordered with other tests which look for heart disease risk factors, such as C-reactive protein or homocysteine. That's another great test you get, homocysteine, not only for cardiovascular, but also for the brain. So ask your doctor for that. Especially if you're over 40, you should definitely get that lipoprotein A. Okay, here's the other one for the cardiovascular. Okay, VLDL. Now, as we mentioned here, but lipoprotein A, cholesterol is carried throughout the body in little balls called lipoproteins. And it is the lipoproteins, not the cholesterol in them, that leads to the clogging of the arteries. Now, small, dense particle size is dangerous, and large, fluffy particle size is better. Traditional cholesterol tests only show overall cholesterol and may be broken down to the other two we discussed. Now, getting a traditional cholesterol test is like a coin flip. Modern-day medicine can do a lot better. It's important to know the particle size of cholesterol so your doctors can really have a better handle on how to recommend treatment. Now, once people truly understand their cardiovascular risk, they can take the proper precautions to reverse this risk and change small, dense VLDL cholesterol to the large, fluffy cholesterol. They like to compare it to a golf ball and to a tennis ball. Right. And so those golf balls, those are the real problems. And the test here, the VLDL, very low density lipoprotein, that's the one that tells you. This is really, really important. Just having a score for your LDL does not tell the whole story. You must. And I find that doctors are doing it much more regularly now. VLDL. Don't forget that. Write it down, VLDL. And normal levels are less than or equal to 30 milligrams DL. Okay, now, here's one that I've spoken about on the show before, which I think is, it certainly vies for like the most important blood test you could have. And it's the HOMA-IR. And it measures insulin resistance. Now, insulin resistance can be an extremely serious precursor for the development of type 2 diabetes, which is a highly destructive disease. And insulin resistance occurs when your cells can no longer use the insulin created in your pancreas to control your blood sugar levels. Now, here's sort of the insidious thing. Insulin resistance can be present for 5 to 10 years leading up to a diagnosis, so you must have it tested. Unfortunately, most doctors do not automatically. In fact, they rarely test for this. They'll have a fasting glucose, and they'll do the A1C test. That's fine, but it's insufficient. You must ask your doctor for fasting glucose. You're going to get that. But your fasting insulin, and it's a simple standard test if they order it. Now, then you can calculate the home IR. It is a simple, anybody can do it. I have a video. If you go to my videos, you'll see the home IR. And in there, I give you the formula on how to measure. It's very simple. You go Google it, home IR, and they'll show you step by step how to do it. The bottom line, this is crucial for your health and longevity to get a home IR test. You must know your level of insulin resistance. Crucial. All right, Rob Martin here. I hope that was helpful. I got tons of great stuff we're going to share on this the rest of this hour. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Living Beyond 100.
Do you know there's one common factor linked to virtually all the health and beauty issues of aging? It's all about your telomeres. These little caps at the ends of your chromosomes act as your cellular timekeepers, indicating the rate at which you age. Telomeres are similar to the plastic tips on your shoelaces. What happens when those tips crack and break down? Your shoelaces become frayed and unusable. The same thing happens when your telomeres grow shorter, but this time it's your life-supporting cells that break down and become toxic senescent cells. Telovite is the first cellular longevity multivitamin with ingredients supported by 312 scientific studies, including 14 ingredients and combination of ingredients that lengthen your telomeres. Telovite's telomere lengthening results have been published in a peer-reviewed scientific journal. Telovite is now available in the supplement store on livingbeyond100.com. That's livingbeyond100.com. Or call toll-free to learn more. 833-548-3100. 833-548-3100.
Let's face it, whether seasonal or year-round, allergies just aren't fun and can take a toll on our quality of life. Allergies are a very common health problem, and approximately 1 out of 5 people in the United States are affected by hay fever. With this condition, substances in the environment, such as grass or tree pollens, can be a real challenge and is usually seasonal. Some people react year-round to things, such as dust mites, pet dander, or mold. Common symptoms include sneezing, runny nose, congested sinus, watery and or itchy eyes, sleep problems, and a variety of other health problems. Allergy Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients that have been shown to improve symptoms of allergy season-related challenges caused by natural pollen, airborne pollutants, and other related allergens. You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one.
Welcome back to Living Beyond 100, where we fight the ultimate disease, aging. Here's your host, Rob Martin.
Okay, as promised, I'm going to talk about arthritis. And by the way, I mentioned that HOMA IR test. I have a video on it, and you don't even have to watch the video. Just go to the bottom if you wish, just to see the formula on the fasting glucose and the fasting insulin. And just go into the featured video section. Click into videos, and it's featured videos, and you'll find it real fast. Okay. Arthritis, big problem. It's really the most common disease that we have once we get to retirement age. And the numbers are just staggering. I think it's like about 80% of us have some form of osteoarthritis or osteo primarily, plus all the other ones. And here's something that I think is so important that's giving the scientific community insight into why we get this really annoying, painful, potentially debilitating disease. Now, here's an abstract from the journal. The abstract is a summary of the study. The Journal of Applied Genetics, this is May 2015, a meta-analysis, which means they looked at a large group of studies, not just one study. And the studies revealed that telomere length is severely reduced in patients with osteoarthritis. And this may contribute to the initiation and development of osteoarthritis, whose major cause is still unknown. I have a feeling they're getting closer with the with telomeres and senescent cells, etc. But they go on. Recent studies show that telomere shortening may be a significant epigenetic factor contributing to arthritis. Now, here's another one. This is the famous Harbo study, and this is from January 2012. And you can see they've been looking at this kind of research for a while. This is in Arthritis Research and Therapy, a top journal. New research shows that cells from osteoarthritic knees have abnormally shortened telomeres, and that the percentage of cells with ultra-short telomeres increases the closer to the damaged region within the joint. This is fascinating stuff. I remember reading the study some time ago. They test and actually, you know, take out cells closer and closer and closer to the real, you know, normally on the inside of the knee, you know, predominantly. And lo and behold, that's where the ultra short telomeres hang out. And not only that, I'll get to that, this in a minute or two, but same thing with the senescent cells. If you're going to have shortened, damaged, deranged telomeres, you're going to have senescent cells, zombie cells. They go hand in hand, hand in hand. All right. Let's go on. Those two are on the osteoarthritis. Here's rheumatoid, horrible disease. Here's the conclusion. This is from Arthritis Rheumatology 2015. Conclusion. Telomeres in rheumatoid arthritis T cells are not only shortened, but are structurally damaged. Telomere erosion and premature senescence in RAT cells results from insufficiencies in the DNA repair machinery. This is what we talk about on this program all the time, that in the new science and in the new nutraceutical science, DNA repair is where the action is. To repair the cells and then to get rid of the ones that are damaged. This is the most important development in medical science, nutritional science, period. Many of you are hearing this information on my show, Living Beyond 100, for the first time. It hasn't really hit the mainstream yet, but you're going to see over the next few years, that's all you're going to hear about. Because the hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars that are being spent in this area of protecting and lengthening telomeres and removing senescent cells, that research is really going to hit the major media. It's out there. I mean, you can Google it. There's plenty of information. But the public awareness is very small right now, very small. But that's going to change. Yeah, you'll remember 5 years from now and say, oh, yeah, that guy, Rob Martin, yeah, he's right. Holy moly. It's the front page of the New York Times, you know, the Wall Street Journal, 60 Minutes is interviewing all these scientists. And you'll see. You'll see. Okay, let me go on. Here's another one on rheumatoid. The Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, January 2009. Man, 2009. See, it's been out there. Summary. Telomerase insufficiency in rheumatoid arthritis. Telomerase or telomerase, that is the enzyme our bodies produces to protect and lengthen our telomeres. Dr. Elizabeth Blackburn and two colleagues won the Nobel Prize in medicine or physiology, or physiology or medicine. I think that's the exact way it goes. In 2009 for their discovery of this enzyme. So it's big stuff, big news. And obviously, when your body's not producing enough telomerase, you're going to have problems. And in this case, rheumatoid arthritis, it contributes mightily to rheumatoid arthritis. Okay, I threw gout in here because it's somewhat related, okay? Oh, it actually is. It's a form of inflammatory arthritis characterized by recurrent attacks of red, tender, hot, swollen joints. Gout is due to elevated levels of uric acid in the blood. In this study, they found, you could probably guess, telomere length is decreased in patients with gout as compared with healthy individuals. The same study also found, this was like a sidebar, that shorter telomeres are associated with hallmarks of gout and risk of cardiovascular disease. Okay. Hey, here's one last one. I took a look at osteoporosis. It's somewhat related, right? And telomere length, this is from the journal. Oh, by the way, that gout one was from Nature Reviews Rheumatology. This is from Osteoporosis International. Now, here we go. Telomere length correlates with bone mineral density and is shorter in women with osteoporosis. This is 2007. They've known this stuff for a while. This is before Elizabeth Blackburn won the Nobel Prize. It says, osteoporosis is called a silent disease because it progresses without symptoms until a fracture occurs. Now, men, the men out there, pay attention, pay attention. This is not just for women. Men in their 50s do not experience the rapid loss of bone mass that women do in the years following menopause. But by the age 65 or 70, men and women are losing bone mass at the same rate. About 30% of hip fractures occur in men. Here's the big one. Resulting in a 31% mortality rate 1 year after the fracture versus a rate of only 17% in women. This is a major killer of men. And we know now that telomere length is a crucial component in keeping your bones strong, maintaining bone mineral density. Crucial, very important. Always, like we discussed recently, do that resistance exercise, men and women. Resistance exercise helps you build, maintain and build bone. Very important. Much more important than running a rat on a wheel there on a treadmill. You know, that's not going to do anything for your bones, only hurt them. Lift weights. Now, they mention here about in that Harbo study how the ultra short telomeres increase the closer to the damaged part of the condition, the knee, for example. Now, this is really interesting. They've reported, this is Mayo Clinic, very important study. And here it is here. Let's see. Researchers at Mayo Clinic have reported a causal link. Causal, meaning causing, between senescent cells. These are cells that accumulate with age and contribute to frailty and disease. And osteoarthritis in mice. That's what they were looking at. This this appeared in the journals of gerontology. And it's here. The stats are amazing. Osteoarthritis is the leading form of arthritis in the elderly, causing pain, disability, and immobility. The disease impacted 31 million adults from 2008 to 2011, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The only therapeutics currently available include treatments focused on pain control, joint replacement surgery, or mobility aids, such as canes, braces, walkers. Here's a quote from Dr. James Kirkland, MD, PhD. He's the director of the Mayo Clinic Center on Aging. Quote, osteoarthritis has previously been associated with the accumulation of senescent cells, otherwise known as zombie cells, in or near the joints. All right? They know the damaged joint has a bunch of senescent cells, along with telomeres that are well past their prime. In fact, damaged and degraded. And he says, but this is the first time there has been evidence of a causal link. Additionally, we have developed new senescent cell transplantation models that allows us to test whether clearing senescent cells alleviates or delays osteoarthritis. Using the new model, the researchers injected small numbers of senescent and non-senescent cells into the knee joint area of mice. They found that the injection of the senescent cells into the knee region caused leg pain, impaired mobility, and characteristics of osteoarthritis, including damage to surrounding cartilage, x-ray changes, increased pain, and impaired function. Here's what Dr. Kirkland, he's a world-class researcher. We believe that targeting senescent cells could be a promising way to prevent or alleviate age-related osteoarthritis, says Dr. Kirkland. While there's more work to be done, these findings are a critical step towards that goal, removing senescent cells. When we get back, we'll talk a little bit about that, and I have one more study on this topic, and then we'll move on to hair and skin and all sorts of good stuff. Rob Martin, and this is Living Beyond 100, and we'll be reporting some more in a minute or two. When Professor Gene Bruno and I formulated the Televite multivitamin, we knew omega-3 fish oils high in EPA and DHA had a significant impact on telomere lengthening. We couldn't include fish oils in the Televite tablets, so we formulated Telomega. Every Telomega 2,000 mg serving contains 800 mg of EPA, 400 mg of DHA. Studies show omega-3 fish oil provides a strong benefit for telomere lengthening, but you need to consume a supplement that reaches the potency of Telomega. We strongly recommend our 90-day VIP free shipping option, which matches the unprecedented Televite 90-day published study where middle-aged and senior men and women got an overall 56% increase in their telomere length. So add Telomega to your Televite, and you'll supercharge your health, beauty, and longevity-supporting telomeres.
Call now, toll-free, 833-548-3100. That's 833-548-3100, or go to livingbeyond100.com.
Welcome back to Living Beyond 100, where we fight the ultimate disease, aging. Here's your host, Rob Martin.
Okay, you just heard that ad for the Cell Protect system. Go to Living Beyond 100. Watch my video on that. It's really, really important. This is the leading edge of nutritional science. And one more quote on senescent cells and osteoarthritis. This is from the Journal of Clinical Investigation, April 2018. Dr. Judith Campisi is involved in the study. She and Dr. Kirkland from the Mayo Clinic are the world's foremost authorities on senescent zombie cells. And this study, this is what they said, and it's a big, long study. But one quote I pulled out. Direct targeting and killing of senescent cells provides a potential opportunity to eliminate the source of osteoarthritis disease. Several senolytics, now these are drugs that eliminate the these cells, these bad guys, zombies, but you can't take them now. They're harsh, they're chemotherapeutic drugs, etc. Several senolytics have been identified, and current research continues to develop new and more selective drugs. That's great, and they'll have them. And on the inside, 5-6 years, on the outside, 10 to 12 years. But right now, in nutraceutical science, just like we have ingredients that lengthen your telomeres so they don't become senescent, we now have an ingredient, a flavonoid called ficidin, and ficidin removes 25 to 50% of senescent cells, depending on the organ. If this was a drug, it would be a wonder drug, and they would be making billions of dollars, which is that's what they intend to do when they finally get a drug that's safe and effective, and the FDA will confirm its efficacy and safety. Right now, folks, right now, our zombie cell detox, and this ingredient has been studied at the Salk Institute for many years by Pamela Maher, who's been on our program, by the way. She doesn't normally do media, radio shows. And Scripps Institute and Mayo Clinic, all of them. And they studied, at Scripps, they studied all the major flavonoids, ones we love, like, EGCG and green tea and others, resveratrol, etc. But the ficidin outdistanced them all by a mile. So you owe it to yourself to really study this. I got information on the website. Same thing with Televite. And also, if you want more information on Televite beyond the Living Beyond 100 website, we have another website, televite.com, where I've got a whole big library of videos talking about telomeres and impacting all the different health conditions. It's just amazing stuff. Okay. Enough. Who does that? Rush Limbaugh. That rattles the papers. Okay, let's see here. This is hair. Guys, listen up. I had one guy tell me once that in his experience as a physician, that after a cancer diagnosis, the number two thing that creates the most stress in men is losing their hair. I know it sounds crazy, but that's what it is, especially young guys, obviously. Okay, here's the only research that shows promise. Now, we know that beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto are excellent for prostate issues because of their potential to block the conversion of the good testosterone to dihydrotestosterone, DHT. That's the bad one, the damaging testosterone. And DHT is also a major culprit in hair loss. It actually, it accumulates on the scalp, and it gets into the hair shaft, the bulb, and damages the hair. So it's really important to try to keep the DHT lower in your body. Now, the beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto may be excellent in promoting hair growth. Well, the question is there any scientific evidence that they will do it? Now, here's what I have. Scientific research on the effects of these herbs on countering hair loss is in its infancy. However, positive correlations are starting to appear in the scientific literature, such as the Journal of Complementary and Alternative Medicine, the Journal of Cutaneous and Aesthetic Surgery, and the Journal of Chromatography. Now, let's look at the most interesting of these studies. In this study, the researchers combined beta-sitosterol with saw palmetto. In a double-blind, which is great, double-blind, placebo-controlled, and randomized trial of an experimental product containing the beta-sitosterol and the saw palmetto, male participants between the ages of 23 and 64 reported as much as a 60% improvement in hair regrowth. Now, bottom line, when you take a high-quality, evidence-based prostate supplement, and I might add that the folks at Emerald Labs and Supplement One, they have a very, very good prostate product. You might want to look at that one. And you get the discounts. Anyone listens to the show, you just use my name, Rob. It's a discount code. And you get 50% off the already 10% that you get. You get like 60% off. So think about that. Now here, that's a good product. But if you're going to go someplace else, be careful. A saw palmetto in particular is problematic. There's a lot of counterfeit saw palmetto, lots of it, because there are other berries that look just like it. I have a good friend of mine that owned a huge manufacturing facility down in South Carolina, and he would send his guys out into Florida and into the field to source. These guys really knew how to source it. He wouldn't rely on anyone but those guys that worked for him, and they would go and source it so they knew they were getting real saw palmetto. So be careful, especially on price. If you see something really cheap, well, guess what? Be very, very careful. Make sure it's a good evidence-based product. That's one thing about Emerald Labs. You never have to worry about anything from them. Those guys are really buttoned up. Trust me. Let's see here. I have no financial interest in these guys. They do advertise on the show, though, I must say that. And we're proud to have them. Let's see here. Where did he go here? Yeah. So remember that. That's for the guys and the hair. And for the ladies, and for the men as well, let's talk a little bit about skin. Now, this is another telomere study. Sort of my goal. If I give you one or two every week, I think everyone's going to realize that the breadth of this, telomeres are everywhere in your body, impacting. I mean, they're involved with every single health and beauty condition. And you get down to the source of it. It's not a Band-Aid. Okay. Here we go. Okay, let's talk about your skin, face, and hair, because they are significantly impacted by telomere shortening. Now, your skin cells have to struggle with many environmental threats. It's under constant assault. That's why, as a defense mechanism, skin cells are one of the few tissues in your body to release telomerase, that fountain of youth enzyme we spoke about, that Nobel Prize enzyme that rebuilds your telomeres. And one study even found that people who look younger than their actual age live longer than people who look older. In one long-term study involving 913 pairs of twins, Danish researchers discovered that the twins who looked younger than their true age had better health and longer survival rates than their older-looking siblings. And the larger the difference in perceived age, the more likely it was that the older-looking twin died first. And guess what? The people who looked younger had longer telomeres. And so, longer telomeres not only help you look better, but longer telomeres increase your chances of living longer and decrease your risk of serious illnesses. Bottom line, shorter degraded telomeres cause your skin to wrinkle, discolor, and age. The fact is, too much sun and UV ray exposure has a dramatic and debilitating effect on your telomeres, and these shrinking telomeres are a primary cause of photoaging, the damage caused by sun's rays. But when you protect your telomeres from sun damage and repair your DNA, you can reverse some of the damage and maintain younger-looking skin and hair. And keep in mind, moderate sun exposure is essential. Yes, it is essential. I think we've spoken about this, that the sun blocks have caused more problems than they've prevented. Moderate sun exposure, moderate, means like 20 minutes, you know. I always tell people, think of yourself as like a steak, 10 minutes on one side, 10 minutes on the other, and you're done. It's essential for healthy skin and hair. The real problem is that too much sun exposure, particularly sunburn, attacks the telomeres in your skin cells and the telomeres in the stem cells. Where we know the skin has a lot of stem cells, and as the telomeres get degraded and damaged and shortened and weakened, those stem cells stop working. We have a sponsor. I've been a spokesman for Chamonix products. They're great, great cosmeceutical natural skin product. And they have a famous product, you probably heard of, Genucel. And one of the reasons it's so effective is that it has those natural plant stem cells. And you put them under the eye, and what happens is, it's for the bags under the eyes and the puffiness, it activates, these stem cells activate your weak stem cells, and which means helps lengthen the telomeres, and that's why they get a good effect. So at any rate, in a recent medical school study, researchers concluded that the sun's UV rays damage telomeres in two ways. First, they directly damage your cell's DNA, where your telomeres are located. And second, UV rays generate free radicals and attack and degrade the length of your telomeres. This is why you have to halt the loss of telomere length in your skin, your hair, your nails. If you're not proactive, you will age faster and look less attractive. So that's the story. And if you take those three little pills a day of Televite, you're taking a multivitamin anyway. Why not take one that lengthens your telomeres? That's what separates Televite from the pack. The first cellular longevity multivitamin shown in a published human clinical study. Ask any of the other companies if they have one of those, all right? 56% increase in telomere length in middle age and senior men and women. It's a major breakthrough, major. Televite. Go to the website and get a hold of it. Livingbeyond100.com. And I'm Rob Martin. We'll be back talking about quercetin.
Do you know there's one common factor linked to virtually all the health and beauty issues of aging? It's all about your telomeres. These little caps at the ends of your chromosomes act as your cellular timekeepers, indicating the rate at which you age. Telomeres are similar to the plastic tips on your shoelaces. What happens when those tips crack and break down? Your shoelaces become frayed and unusable. The same thing happens when your telomeres grow shorter, but this time it's your life-supporting cells that break down and become toxic senescent cells. Televite is the first cellular longevity multivitamin with ingredients supported by 312 scientific studies, including 14 ingredients and combination of ingredients that lengthen your telomeres. Televite's telomere lengthening results have been published in a peer-reviewed scientific journal. Televite is now available in the supplement store on livingbeyond100.com. That's livingbeyond100.com. Or call toll-free to learn more. 833-548-3100. 833-548-3100.
Welcome back to Living Beyond 100, where we fight the ultimate disease, aging. Here's your host, Rob Martin.
Okay, welcome back. And we've been talking about a lot of things. If you just tuned in, make sure you go to our Living Beyond 100 website, and Kelly Capasola and her team will have this show up there before you know it, by the end of the day or sooner. And you want to hear what I had to report on telomeres and arthritis, all types of arthritis, hair supplements for men, different blood tests you should definitely get when you go to the doctor, telomeres in women's skin. Now I want to talk about quercetin, and we're never going to get through this whole report. It's mind-blowing. question. And again, the lucky folks that ordered the Allergy Health product from Emerald Labs, or go to Supplements One, you know, supplements.one, you know, O-N-E, you can still order it and you can still get 50% off on top of the 10% off. So it's like 60% off. Just mention Rob. And the reason I wanted to do quercetin, that's one of the reasons, that product has 1,000 milligrams of quercetin. Quercetin is normally very expensive if you can get it. You know, certain companies like Swanson is a huge company. They haven't had quercetin for I don't know how long. Maybe they just got it in. I'm not sure. But it had to be at least 6 months. They couldn't get it. But this product, not only do you get the quercetin, but you get the nettle leaf, which is tremendous. NAC, one of the most powerful antioxidants you're going to take. It increases the most effective way to increase glutathione. You get bromelain. I mean, it's really a nice amount of vitamin C, which is very important for fighting, you know, all those histamines. So it's a great product. But anyway, it's been on my mind, this quercetin. And so I drilled down. My resource on this was, you know, our good buddies at Self Hacked. They do such a wonderful job. And so let's start. Now, most people have heard of flavonoids. Now, they're plant-based antioxidant pigments that are being touted for many amazing health benefits. Flavonoids give plants their color and belong to the class of polyphenols. Polyphenols became a hot topic for their benefits in preventing heart disease, cancer, and other chronic diseases. That's pretty good. Okay, well, quercetin can be viewed as the master flavonoid. It's the most well-researched and most abundant flavonol of all, even though the fisetin beat it in the study on removing senescent cells. But that doesn't mean, you know, it's still great because it does many things. Here we go. Okay, apples are the most common food source. And actually, quercetin makes up about 75% of the flavonoids that we consume in our diet. And, you know, it's one of these substances that's been used forever. You know, going back to antiquity, they put great value on quercetin, consuming pomegranate juice rich in it as an elixir for good health and longevity. It's a strong antioxidant flavonoid. It can scavenge those free radicals, reduce DNA damage, and a great defense against a wide range of conditions linked to oxidative stress. In fact, most chronic health problems in the modern world are caused by increased oxidative stress and free radicals. All right, let's take a look here. Quercetin has many benefits for those wanting to heal or optimize their health. A PubMed search, that's the government repository of all the published studies, a PubMed search returns about 17,000 studies about quercetin. Next time your doctor or a friend or whomever says, there's no research in this stuff. Oh, okay, well, here's just one ingredient that has 17,000 studies. Ay, ay, ay. And so let's go on. Here are some of the mechanisms. As a strong flavonoid antioxidant, quercetin acts to neutralize free radicals, protecting tissues and organs in the whole body, reduces oxidative damage to fats, which reduces cholesterol, protects against artery clogging, heart disease, and neurodegenerative diseases, boosts levels of glutathione, the master antioxidant, increases the blood's overall antioxidant power. See, that's good to know. Reduces inflammation by blocking important inflammatory substances and pathways, including COX-2 and C-reactive protein. It fights bacteria, viruses. And, of course, it blocks the release of histamine, reducing allergies and mast cell activation. Okay, let's break down some of these benefits. Quercetin protects the brain. And I'm never going to get through all of this. I'm going to do a part two and three on this. It's just too much. So, and I don't want to just speed over it. Here, the brain. Quercetin is a powerful antioxidant that may protect brain cells from oxidative stress. Quercetin protects the brain from toxic substances. It increased an antioxidant enzyme, superoxide dismutase, SOD. Our body has three major antioxidant enzymes, glutathione, SOD, and catalase. These are the biggies. And it decreased markers of oxidative stress. It also improved cognition, learning, and memory. It has an epigenetic effect in mice, increasing the expression of genes that boost the function of existing brain cells and regenerate old or damaged brain cells. Flavonoids, including quercetin, block inflammatory molecules linked to serious brain disorders like Alzheimer's disease, meningitis, AIDS, dementia, and stroke. Quercetin reversed cognitive defects in aged mice with Alzheimer's disease. It also, so does Ficodin, by the way, at the Salk Institute, it also prevented disease worsening, but had the strongest beneficial effect in early middle stages of the disease. That's really important because it doesn't, in the early stages, it doesn't manifest itself strongly enough in diagnosis. And that's one of the problems with the cures they've been trying to muster for Alzheimer's, which have all flopped, by the way. The drugs have all flopped. The ones going after the beta amyloid plaque, for example. By the time you have the Alzheimer's and all, it's pretty tough. You want to prevent. Always prevent. That's why these things like quercetin and Ficodin, so important. Prevent. Okay, next. Quercetin might heal leaky gut. All right, a lot of people have that. You hear about leaky gut all the time. And that's chronic stress, you know, can overactivate the mast cells in the gut, which leads to increased inflammation and permeability of the gut lining. It's known as leaky gut, right? Quercetin has dual action. It helps rebuild a healthy gut barrier and prevents mast cells from flooding the gut with histamine. And in rat studies, it blocked histamine release and stabilized gut mast cells and, you know, to prevent and heal a leaky gut. And so it's tremendous for the whole intestinal system. Here's an important one. Quercetin reduces inflammation. Now, it decreases inflammatory cytokines that can damage tissues in humans. Some men use quercetin to reduce prostate inflammation and enlargement. It's been used for quite some time successfully. Ask any urologist who knows this stuff. It's great for guys who get prostatitis. Prostatitis is, you know, an infection that is very intractable. Yeah, and the drugs don't always work, and it's a tough one. Quercetin is a huge help for prostatitis. Yes, in a small study, it reduced symptoms of prostate inflammation in men by 75%. In the next study of 30 men, at 1,000 milligrams a day. Hey, guys out there. I've been talking about the allergy health product from Emerald Labs, supplements.1, has 1,000 milligrams of quercetin. Okay, these guys took it. It reduced prostate inflammation and pain in 67% of them after 1 month. Then 17 men also received bromelain and poppain as an add-on to the quercetin. And, well, guess what? The symptoms improved in over 80%. Guess what? We're running out of time. This is terrible. I'm going to come back to this. I'm just scratching the surface on quercetin. But again, go to Allergy Health and get that product. And it's called Allergy Health. Go to Supplements 1, supplements.1, and get that product. Go to our website and go to our store, take a look at everything we have there. Look at the Cell Protect system, watch the videos, educate yourself on this. We're very transparent. We want you to know everything about what we do. And so we'll be back next week. I think Kelly will be here at Capasola next week, and we'll have a great show. And that's what we try to do. We work hard to give you information that usually you're not going to hear anyplace else. So Rob Martin, wishing you optimal health now, well into the distant future. Have a great day today, great weekend, and God bless. See you next week.